This sermon was originally preached on March 26, 1950. The sermon text is John chapter 10, verses 22 through 31. Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, it is considered fashionable in our day not to be too sure of anything, and personal certainty is frowned upon, especially in matters of religion. The thinking follows this pattern. No matter how right you think you are, never say so, because you may be wrong, or someone else may be just as right as you. The old Pilate question is more than ever the mode of our times. What is truth? The world is especially horrified to hear Christians say, "We are certain of our salvation." And to say about anyone who has died that he surely did not go to heaven is considered downright wicked. It is called sinful judging, and to be sure of one's own salvation is called pride. Yet it was and is the will of the Lord Jesus that we be sure about such things and that we judge such things, especially since our Savior gave us the standard for judging and taught us how to judge. Let not the unbelieving world tell the children of God how to conduct themselves in matters of salvation, since the world admits to knowing nothing certain about it, while we do. And no one shall rob us of this knowledge. In order to strengthen it in us, let us observe what Christ says in our text about, and here's our theme in parts, the certainty of man's salvation. Let us discover part one, when we may be certain of it in others, and part two, how we are certain of it for ourselves. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." This, dear friends, is certainty. It rings out in every word. There is no question about it that every sheep of Jesus receives eternal life, has it, and keeps it, regardless of any who think otherwise or try to prevent it. The Lord is certain of this and wants us to be certain. For there is salvation in him who can forgive sins. He paid for that right with his life, and he died for the sheep. The sheep are safe with him. Jesus is just as certain also that the Jews around him do not have salvation. He announces to them, "You are not of my sheep." And that again settles everything. For the Lord knows that they are not of his sheep, because they believe not. The thing is really very simple. As Jesus said time and time again, "With the majesty of the Son of God, assuredly I say to you, he who believes on me has everlasting life." John 6:47. But you will say, "How does that help us to be certain of the salvation of others? We are not searchers of the heart. How then can we judge the salvation of anyone?" Let us refer to the words of Jesus and see that he did not rely upon his knowledge of the heart in passing judgment upon the Jews. But he judged what was plain to eyes and ears, as plain to us as to him. Yes, he judged them by their own words. How do you keep us in doubt? How long do you keep us in doubt? Was this not a clear confession that the Jews were sure of nothing? They were in doubt regarding even the most vital and important truth, namely the saviorship of Jesus. Are such people not to be pitied? But no matter how much we may pity them, it is certain that they do not have salvation, as Jesus said. But how may we know this? Do not Christians sometimes fall into doubt when Satan troubles them sorely? Oh, yes, indeed. Here we are reminded of the man who cried out to Jesus, Lord, I believe. Please help my unbelief. Mark 9:24. Doubt is a weakness, an affliction that comes to assail faith, but it must rob no one of the certainty of salvation. But Jesus does not charge the Jews with weakness. He says, you do not believe. They failed to pass the test of the voice of Jesus. Calling on him to tell them clearly, they betray themselves. Jesus had long told them the truth about himself, and it was all there. No, these men are not asking his help for their doubts, but are saying, why don't you tell us the truth? We do not know the truth about you. The infallible test of his sheep is that they hear his voice and recognize him by that method. Perhaps they did not listen when Jesus spoke, yet even if they did not use their ears, they could use their eyes. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. What could be more vicious than to tell Christ that he was responsible for keeping their souls in suspense? Not only had he told them in so many words who he was, but he had confirmed it with signs and wonders that no thinking person could deny. The fact was that they had rejected all that they had heard and seen. Now, we have those in great plenty in our world today who claim to be in doubt as to the truth of God's religion. We do not let that deceive us. For anyone today who claims to not know what is in the scriptures or has not heard with his ears the blessed facts of redemption of Jesus' blood and righteousness is a fraud. The doors are wide open, and Christ is preached from the housetops. They either do not want to look and listen, or they have already done both and hardened their hearts against it. Their fashionable regard for being uncertain and undecided is a mask for unbelief, as it was for the Jews who surrounded him in Jerusalem. We do not follow their fashion. We must say of such that they do not have eternal life. Consider the facts. They refuse even to hear the voice of Jesus with their outward ears, and church going is not for them. Are they the Lord's sheep? If a man calls himself that, but rarely, if ever, grazes upon the pastures provided for him, can we honestly regard him as being in the flock? Or if one listens, yet does not heed, does not follow, but openly rejects the doctrine and the will of the Lord, and will not let himself be led, are we to form no judgment? Must they pick up stones against Christ before we may be certain? Our only question must be reserved for those who outwardly accept Christ and his word. If they are in our midst, we receive them as sheep, yet knowing that there may be a Judas among them. Since we can judge only fruits in others, we accept them as we see them. And in those who fully receive instruction, fully confess, and follow Christ, we have the fullest right to be assured that they have eternal life. Yes, after they have persevered to the end, we lay them to rest with the blessed words, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life. So decisive is the voice of Jesus for salvation, that this certainty is a joy with us. And it is especially joyful when we can apply it to ourselves. Just as we owe it to the unbeliever to speak with certainty of his failure and his lack of salvation, so we owe it to ourselves as Christians to be certain of ours. Let the world call it presumptuousness and insufferable pride. To us, it is the privilege of all who need not despair. Despair is terrible and must follow where certainty fails. How are we certain of our salvation? Jesus has given us the marks of his sheep, and about them he has spoken the unqualified words, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. We know that he can make that promise good as long as there is a world and as long as his blood is accepted by the Father in its redeeming power. The only question is as to who rightfully and truly bears the name of his sheep. There are many people of whom we know nothing, and therefore cannot be certain of anything regarding them. There are also such who, though we know them, do not permit us to test them or instruct them. They claim to be Christians. They live as Christians and confess the Savior, but that they deny him again by failing to follow him in all his teaching. Since we cannot determine whether this is weakness and lack of knowledge, or whether it is unbelief, we cannot express certainty one way or another concerning their salvation. But how different it is when each one of us deals with himself. For in our own hearts we are at home. Now ask yourself, do I hear? This is a simple test. Do you or don't you? Do you really listen to the word, both outwardly and inwardly, with obedience and joy? When at any time you do not listen, why is it? Because of weakness? Or because of temptation and sin, which you afterward repented? Did you merely stray? Or don't you like the pasture? And what about my following? The Christian asks himself. Is Jesus acquainted with me because I have been walking at his heels and in his shadow, seeking to be forgiving, generous, loving, kind, merciful, and truthful? Who would know better than you? And if you know yourself to be a sheep of Christ, then there can be no question about your salvation. That is what Christ wants us to know. And he would be deeply hurt if you did not feel that way with certainty. He does not say to you, look at how strong your faith is, or look at how fine your life is. No. He tells you of himself, and of his strength, and of his Father's strength. Are you his sheep? My sheep shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Does he seem too humble and weak on Golgotha to make good such a boast? Then remember that you have a double anchor against the tide. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Shall a Christian believe that? You say yes. Shall he then be certain of his salvation? You can only reply, yes, he must and he may. And as my Savior has given me such assurances of my own salvation, I will claim all he has given me, now and forever. Amen.